Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
Yes, it is, but I am not Tim Allen. If you're a longtime listener of Brewers postgame coverage here on The Fan and the radio.com app, you know this voice, though. This is where I cut my teeth in the radio business. Rami Makhlouf filling in for Tim Allen this evening, and the Brewers' playoff hopes are still alive with one game left to play. They knock off the Cardinals tonight 3-0. In St. Louis, they take on those Cardinals again tomorrow. We can break down all the playoff scenarios as we move it along this evening. Want to hear from you, 414-799-1250. Tweet me, at Rami is tweeting, or at 105.7 FM The Fan. You can squeeze them both in there. You have enough characters to get both of those tags in there and give us your thoughts on the Brewers as they knock off the Cardinals tonight 3-0. And if nothing else, their playoff hopes are still alive, but if nothing else, I don't want to watch the Cardinals celebrate for any reason whatsoever. I think that's something that we can all agree on. So we put that off for at least one more night. And how about Brandon Woodruff, man? This guy came out. I hosted pregame for Tim tonight as well. And in my little intro and giving out the lineups and the pitching matchups for it, I said, this is the guy that you want with your playoff hopes, your playoff lives, hanging by a thread, and Brandon Woodruff delivers and shows that he is that dude. He goes 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts. At one point, Mitch, correct me if I'm wrong, it might have been more. I think he retired 18 straight Cardinals, was just mowing them down one after the other, didn't need a whole lot of offense, got enough from a Narvaez single in the seventh that followed back-to-back home runs by Braun and Vogelbach in the fourth. Just a fine, well-played baseball game for the Milwaukee Brewers. And like I said, they stay alive in the playoff picture and in contention for a playoff spot, at least an 8 seed, and still mathematically in play for the second place spot in the National League Central. That would come with a 5 seed. Here's my question for you, Brewers fans. Do you think this Brewers team still has a little September magic? Because they've shown a little bit of September magic in the last couple of years. This isn't the last time that you've been here. You actually should be kind of used to being here. I know it was like a weird route. It was a weird path to the final game of the 2020 season. Only a 60-game season because of, I don't need to explain why we're here. But it was a weird 60-game season. But we've been here before, and this is kind of what I've heard Craig Counsell allude to this a few times in pre- and post-game press conferences, that if you look at this the right way, this isn't a very different situation than what the Brewers, with Craig Counsell as their manager, have found themselves in before. Ultimately, even though it was only 59 games played to this point, the Brewers go into the final game of the season, game 162, if you will, in a regular season, fighting for their playoff lives. And it didn't work for them in 2017. They came up short that year. I don't need to remind you of that. But 2018, I know I don't got to remind you about game 163 against the Cubs to work their way into the playoffs. Last year, it came down to the end, and they made their way into the playoffs. There's a little something. I call it magic, but I think it has a lot to do with Craig Counsell and having his team in the right mind space, if you will, when it comes to big moments like this one. The Brewers always seem, you know, not too high, not too low, and I think they follow the lead of their manager in that sense. So they've been here before. They've performed in these spots before. Do you think they have it again? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Now, before you can answer that question, I guess you need all the prevalent information, don't you? So let's go over the playoff picture. I tried to explain this in pregame, and I think Mitch back in the studio producing for me tonight, Mayor Mitch, would confirm that I didn't do a great job of it. It was all very confusing, okay? Don't blame me. There's a lot going on here. The tiebreakers are weird because of COVID and the short season. But I'll own it. I didn't do a great job. They boiled it down real nice and simple on the Fox broadcast.
It's really not your fault, Rami. It's tough.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I'm going to wear this one. It was a hard task, yes, but I should have been able to complete it, and I don't think I did. They boiled it down much simpler on the broadcast on Fox, the national broadcast tonight, which I had some issues with, but maybe we get into that a little bit later in the evening. That's a little too much Cardinal love, but I digress. Here's what the Brewers need. Coming into tonight, here's what the Brewers needed to at least get that 8 seed, to at least get the last spot in the National League, all right? They needed to win both games that they had left, and they needed the Phillies to lose a game, and they needed the Giants to lose a game. That's it. That's it. So, Mitch, you know what? It probably wasn't that hard to explain. when you boil it down to that, it really isn't that hard to explain. Now, if we're talking about second place in the NL Central, which, like I said, is still in play mathematically, it's a lot more complicated than that. But if we're just talking about that 8 seed, all the Brewers needed coming into tonight was 2 wins in their final 2 games of the season. The Phillies came into the evening with 2 games left themselves. They just needed to lose one of those. And the Giants, who have that 8th spot in the National League, they also came into the evening with 2 games left, and they all needed to lose one of those. That's the equation to get the Brewers into the playoffs. Real plain and simple.
And the Mets got swept in their doubleheader today, and they eliminated themselves. They are out of
They're
it.
They're done. They're out. They're out of it.
And then we're going to have to keep an eye on that Giants and Padres score as the night goes on as well.
And the Phillies game, it's not a final yet, is it?
Not at last check here. Let's see.
They're in the bottom of the eighth.
Correct. Bottom of the eighth. 4-3 Rays.
4-3. So of the four equations that the four outcomes that the Brewers needed, they could potentially have at least 2 and maybe 3 of them tonight. Think about that for a second. They needed 4 outcomes coming into the evening to get into the playoffs. 2 wins themselves, a Phillies loss, and a Giants loss. Not counting the Phillies out in that game against the Rays, but it's getting close, 4-3, bottom of the eighth. Right there, you would have two of the outcomes, Giants lose. You've gotten 3 of the 4 outcomes that you needed headed into Saturday night. And then, essentially, ultimately, the Brewers' fate is in there. If the Giants lose and the Phillies lose tonight, the Brewers' magic number is suddenly 1. They come out tomorrow night and win. And we're talking October baseball, ladies and gentlemen. That Craig Counsell magic that somehow seems to be sprinkled on this Brewers team come every year in September may be in the works again. Do you feel it, Brewers fans? Do you feel the September magic? Do you even care? Because the Packers are playing tomorrow. Have you checked out on this baseball team? Because I was talking to Bart on the round table on pregame. He said after he hung up with me, he was going to watch college football. He wasn't even watching this team tonight, which is crazy to me. But that's my boy Bart. I love him. And part of the reason I love him is because he's crazy. Do you think this Brewers team has got some magic left in them to get into October, Brewers fans? 414-799-1250. Tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan. tweet at Rami is tweeting, R-A-M-I-E is tweeting, and let me know how you're feeling about this baseball team and their playoff chances. Again, Phillies losing, that's good. That's one of the four outcomes you needed. Brewers win, that's another of the four outcomes you needed. Giants just getting started. We're going to hit a quick break. I do have to hit a quick break, right, Mitch? Top of the hour here.
We can do that, or we can go in the box and do the box score real quick.
You know what? Do I have that up and ready to go? I do. Let's do the box score.
Sounds good.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
Kind of the story of the Brewers season when you look at the box score, at least when they win baseball games, not a lot of offense, but enough offense. That's been kind of the story for much of this Brewers season in the wins. Abisai, I can't say his name, right? I have a tough time with Abisail Garcia. I'm just going to go with that pronunciation. He was 1-for-5. No walks, no RBIs, average at 244 with one game left on the season. Christian Yelich, actually, his 205 average dropped to 202, did get two walks on the night, but 0-for-3 in his other three plate appearances. Ryan Braun, 1-for-4, that one hit, bringing himself around to score, so he gets a run and an RBI on that one, that the home run in the fourth inning. That was followed up by Daniel Vogelbach, home run himself. He was 1-for-4 with the home run, RBI, and a run scored. Keston Hira, 0-for-4. His struggles continue this season. He drops to 216 on the season. Jed Jerko, 0-for-3 on the night. He also took a hard fastball, 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Looked like up off the elbow or lower tricep area. Shook it off and went to first, but you never know how that stuff progresses or degresses once the game is over and the body starts to cool down. So maybe something to look at there. Looked nasty, and I was actually surprised he stayed in the game, but he did, and hopefully he'll be all right. Eric Sogard, 0-for-4 on the night. Orlando Arcia, the offensive star for the Brewers team tonight, 4-for-4 with a run scored there in the seventh inning. And Omar Narvaez, 2-for-4 with a walk on the night with an RBI on the night as well. Pitching the story for the Brewers tonight, I mentioned Brandon Woodruff, 8 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts, threw 108 pitches, 73 of those for strikes. He lowers his ERA as he wraps up his regular season at 3.05. Josh Hader came in and did Josh Hader things, no hits, no runs, 1 strikeout, threw 21 pitches, 13 of those for strikes. His ERA drops to 3.79. How you feeling about this Brewers team and their playoff chances? Is that Craig Counsell magic there for this team in 2020? 414-799-1250. Tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan, or at Rami is tweeting. And I'll talk to you right after this on the Bayview Shade and Blinds 105.7 FM The Fan postgame show.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the current electric spark of the game during today's game on The Fan. Go to callcurrent.com for your superhero electricians.
It is time for the spark of the game, and this really, it kind of had the feel, if you're a Brewers fan and have been watching this team all season, you were wondering in the back of your head, is this another one of those games where you get a dynamite pitching outing, this time from Brandon Woodruff, 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Are they going to get him the offense that he needs? And here comes Ryan Braun and Dan Vogelbach on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Swing is in the air to right and deep. Back goes Fowler. He's at the wall, and that ball is gone. Ryan Braun with a home run puts the Brewers on top 1-0. His 8th home run of the year, and the Brewers strike first.
Yeah, he shoots this thing out to right center. Again, Braun, he's got a long history against Wainwright. You know, he's battled him over the years and knows his tendencies, faced him a ton of times.
It's his 3rd home run off Wainwright.
Right. Crazy. He just keeps going and going.
This one is tagged out towards deep left center field. Back goes Carlson, and that ball is gone. Back to back go the Brewers in the fourth inning. Ryan Braun first, and then Daniel Vogelbach, and Milwaukee on top 2-0. This explosion has come out of nowhere for the Brewers.
Yeah, Wainwright's been dealing really just having his way. Two fastballs, though, and two big swings.
Yeah, Brewer's getting to Wainwright right there in the fourth. He was pretty good after that, remained in the game until the sixth. 6 2/3 for Wainwright for the Cardinals tonight. But those two home runs and a RBI, Narvaez single in the seventh to bring home our season. The Brewers a 3-0 lead, and the Brewers keep their playoff hopes alive. If you're just tuning in, Rami Makhlouf in for Tim Allen, and I explained the playoff scenario right before the break. All the Brewers need now, and at last check, the Phillies were losing. They need a Phillies loss, a Giants loss, and then if they go out and take care of business tomorrow, the Brewers are in the playoffs. How do you feel about this Brewers team right now? Do you think they have some of that September magic that we've seen here in the Craig Council era left in them? 414-799-1250. Tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan or at Rami is tweeting. Let's get out to those phone lines and let's check in with Mike in Greenfield. You're on the Bayview Shade and Blinds postgame show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great to hear Rami. Great to hear you. Miss you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you've been hearing that a lot, so that's just a repeat of different things. Tim must have had too much of a doubleheader yesterday, but I've been saying as a crazy fan all year that they're going to get it to the World Series and win it. Well, they're down to crunch time, and Braun is stepping up big, and some of the other bats are coming alive. So it's tough about what happened to Burns yesterday, but things happen, but I think we're going to pull it out, and let's hope they do it tomorrow. And Council, yeah, I love that guy. I just would like to see him take him, get us a World Series so all the naysayers could shut up for a while. I'm pretty pumped, so I'm starting to talk in circles. Great show, and have a good night, and go Brewers tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Mikey. Miss Mike, you can give us a call at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. So he still ends every call in a self-deprecating manner and saying that he's talked enough and he needs to go now. I love that call from Mike there. Give us a call, 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Look, I'm not going as far as to say World Series, but I have been predicting. I've filled in a few times for Bill Michaels. I've filled in on the Wendy's Big Show once, and I've said, and now it's easy to make these predictions when you're a hired gun and you're on the schedule to do a show like once every 2 weeks, because you really don't have to answer to your predictions. So it's kind of a luxury I have right now as the hired gun at 105.7 FM The Fan. Pew, pew, pew. I'm the hired guy, so I can make these kinds of bold proclamations. I said the Brewers are going to the playoffs. Now, I also said that the Bucks were going to the finals. But who remembers that until I bring it up? Nobody. So I'm sticking with my prediction and saying the Brewers are going to the playoffs, and we now have two of the four outcomes that the Brewers needed to get into the postseason completed. Done. Check them off. Done. The Phillies lose to the Rays tonight, 4-3. A Giants loss today or tomorrow, and a Brewers win tomorrow, and we're talking playoff baseball. And oh, look, the Padres just scored two runs in the top of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 Padres on top of the Giants. Giants lose, and we've checked off three boxes, ladies and gentlemen, to get the Brewers into the postseason. Had four boxes to check off coming into the night. We could have three of them checked off before the night is done. We will keep you updated. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan or at Rami is tweeting. R-A-M-I-E is tweeting. Ryan, I said before I have a hard time with Aviceil Garcia. I have a hard time with the name of this town, too. Did in all my years working in Milwaukee. Ryan in Waupun. You're on the fan. Hey, did I get it?
Hey, but I used to be AKA Buff.
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on, Buff?
Hey, man. Hey, dude, it's good to have you back. Dude, for real, man. I remember your final show on the Big Show, and yeah, I had a little tear in my eye, too, brother. So it's good to
Thanks,
have you
man.
Back.
I appreciate that.
Hey, dude. So you explained everything to me, because I was, like, sitting here going, because they said on the Fox broadcast, if the Cardinals, you know, lose tomorrow, they have to play Detroit in the doubleheader, and I'm, like, sitting there going, because I'm so confused about this COVID wild card, whatever, but I get it now. So the Brewers, if they win tomorrow, they're in, right?
If the Brewers win tomorrow and the Giants lose one of their remaining two games, and they're losing right now, the Brewers are in.
Dude, does this feel like 2006-07 when the remember the Mets had to lose and the Brewers with CC against the Cubs in that final game? Holy moly, dude. Well, you know what? Maybe you're a good luck charm because you're back and you're back home, and I'm proud of you, man, and God bless you.
Jeff, Buff, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the love. As always, my friend. And if I'm the good luck charm, so be it. And if you guys want to give me the credit for all this, I am here for it. At Rami is tweeting. I'm willing to take that. I got a tweet here from Cajun Pete. He says, I placed a $10 bet on the Brewers to win the World Series in February. I got 50-1 odds rather than 30-1 that was given when the season started in July. Still holding out hope. And you can still hold out hope because hope is still alive, because with the Brewers win tonight, and with the Phillies loss, things are actually looking okay for the Brewers in the playoff picture. Is that how you feel, though? Do you feel like this team still has a little bit of that magic? Still has a little bit of that pixie dust that Craig Counsell seems to have brought with him when he took over as manager of this team? And it really does seem like whenever the Brewers have a postseason run, as Buff just pointed out right there, it's never easy, man. Like, how many times... Not in my time in Milwaukee and talking about and covering this team, was it really ever easy in the few times that they went to the postseason? This is kind of, Brewers fans, you should be kind of conditioned for this right now. And again, I know it was a strange path. It was a weird, wild trip to get to this point. But we've been here before. You've been here before with this baseball team. I'm not saying it should be easy. I'm not saying that the nerves shouldn't be riled up, that you shouldn't be on edge, but that's what this is all about. This is what you ask for when a baseball season starts. Is to be here, is to be in this position, is to have a chance to do something, to get into October and make some noise. And I think this is a baseball team that can make some noise in October. Now, a lot of that depends on what happens with Corbin Burnes. And I know some people got some problem with the way the Corbin Burnes situation was handled, of putting him out there with already a tight back, and then it turns into an oblique injury. And a couple nights ago, he injures that oblique, and they have to put him on the 10-day DL. Some saying he shouldn't have been out there at all. Some saying that they should have been a little more cautious and pulled him a little bit earlier when it looked like there may be a problem. Given the situation and where this baseball team is, if I'm Craig Counsell, I'm doing the same damn thing. If Corbin Burnes says he can go and my doctors give him the green light and the okay, we're going, man. We're going, because I can't treat this like any other season. And when you have a guy who's in the running for the Cy Young Award and your playoff hopes are hanging by a thread and you need every win that you can get, sometimes you have to push the limits a little bit. May end up costing him in the postseason, because if you don't have Corbin Burnes, the one thing that gives this Brewers team a chance to make some noise in the postseason is that pitching staff. So if you don't have Corbin Burnes, you may have cut your nose off to spite your face, but if you don't pitch him in that game, maybe you're not even in October. So it's a double-edged sword. Let's get in Mike on the south side before the break. Mike, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Oh, I was dozing off there. I got to get back my train of thought. So barely any of them. Calling you from Candlelight. Weave Energies decided to shut my power off, but I got the race. I got Romney. So, Romney, I'm going to lay it out like this. Here's my case. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike.
Okay, thanks.
Are you there?
You ever see Dumb and Dumber?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a movie.
Did you say Dumb and Dumber? You cut out there for
Dumb
a second.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, love that movie.
She said, not a million to one would I make it with you. And he said, so you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance.
Are you saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance, Mike.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance.
I love Romney. I'll be burning when they don't make the playoffs, but that's just my opinion. I think Brian Braun will be back. So 6 months with kids and a wife and looking at the Bulls, would he have to lay like $15 million off the table?
Mike, I appreciate the call. I'll answer that question, then we got to get to a break. I forgot about post-game show calls, Mitch. I forgot, you know.
Yeah, it's always an adventure sometimes, you know.
The late night times. Yeah. I love Mike. It's not the first time I've heard from Mike.
Saturday
I hope We Energies doesn't turn off his power. Is that what he said? We Energies was trying? I thought he was calling.
I think so, yeah.
I thought he was calling to see if I could do something about We Energies turning off his power. Maybe when I was a full-time host in Milwaukee, I could have done something, Mike. But
You didn't pick up being a lineman as a second job, did you, in the meantime?
No, I did not.
We could use you out there by Mike on the south side.
I did not. Man, but as far as Ryan Braun goes, I don't know if they bring him back next year. It's a $20, that would be great. Mike just hurt my brain. It's a $20 million mutual option for Ryan Braun and the Brewers. I can't see the Brewers picking up a $20 million option. I'm sure Ryan Braun would love to, or they can pay him $4 million to go away, or the two could come to an agreement somewhere in between that. I got to think that if you can't come to an agreement somewhere in between that, you can pay him the $4 million to go away and spend the other $16 million you otherwise would have to pay him more wisely, either on another outfielder or a bat somewhere else on the diamond. I know Brewers fans have warm and fuzzy feelings for Ryan Braun, most of them, but I can't bring that guy back at $20 million. I just can't. He's not, and that's not crazy money for an outfielder in 2020 in Major League Baseball, but that even having said that, it's too much for Ryan Braun at this point in his career. Mitch, what are we doing next?
Let's hit a break.
Hit a break and then Turning Point, or are we going to hear from somebody?
Let's do Turning Point.
We'll do a Turning Point and maybe hear from one of the Milwaukee Brewers, maybe hear from you at 414-799-1250. Tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show on 105.7 FM The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to find out the turning point of the game on The Fan. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Check out all the events and track rental info at greatlakesdragway.com.
Rami Makhlouf in for Tim on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on The Fan. Asking how you feel about the Brewers' chances, if you think they have a little bit of that September magic left in them that we've seen the last couple of years. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. You could easily say that the turning point was the same thing that the spark of the game was, which we did coming out of the last break, which is the two home runs back-to-back from Braun and Vogelbach in the seventh. But I'm going to say the turning point in this one was when Brandon Woodruff sauntered up to the mound like John freaking Wayne and just owned the St. Louis Cardinals tonight to the tune of 8 innings pitched, 2 hits, and no earned runs, dropping his ERA to 3.05. That was the dude you wanted on the mound tonight with your playoff hopes hanging in the balance, hanging by a thread, really, but getting better by the moment. But that was exactly what you needed from your starting pitcher tonight, was to go 7-8 innings and just hand it off to Josh Hader with any kind of lead that you can get and shut down the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm saying the turning point was when Brandon Woodruff stepped up on that mound tonight to start off a Brewers 3-0 win on the back of 8 shutout innings from that man right there. Let's get to the phones, 414-799-1250. Let's get in an old buddy of mine, Brewer Mike. You're on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. What's up, Mike?
Rami, this is going to sound creepy, okay? Your last caller was a little bit off. But I work third shift, and I just woke up.
You think? You think he was a little bit off?
Now, hold on.
Okay.
So I go, you know, I told Alexa to put on 105.7 The Fan. Uh-huh. And I heard your voice, and I'm like, am I dead? And I mean that in a good way, buddy. I'm like, did I die? Rami's
no,
back
man,
on?
I appreciate all the kind words and everybody welcoming me back to Milwaukee, but I hope heaven is better than hearing my voice.
Well, hey,
it's got to be better than that, man, all right?
Yeah, but Rami, you know I love you, guy.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks a lot.
I mean, a lot has changed since you left. I'm sure you're aware of that. You know, as far as what's going on with the radio here
for
in
sure.
Milwaukee. But it's good to have you back. And, hey, if I if I know you're going to be on, I'm definitely going to be listening to you, my man.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks a lot, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, as far as the crew?
Yeah.
They're not going to get in.
Oh, come on, Mikey.
I'm Brewer Mike. I'm realistic.
They're almost in. They're almost in. And by the way, at last check, I said the Padres were up 2-0 on the Giants in the third inning. It's 3-0 now in the fourth inning. Giants lose tonight. All the Brewers got to do is win tomorrow. And they're in, Mike.
But, Rami. Okay,
yes,
I just turned 60, Rami. Okay, believe it or not. I'm not a young guy, okay?
Yeah, I believe it.
All right. The Brewers are not going to win tomorrow. I want them to win tomorrow. They're not going to win. They're going to break my heart like they have for the last 50 years.
No, Mike. Okay. Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's not true. That's not what's happened with the Brewers. That's factually incorrect. The Brewers have not let you down more times than not when we've gotten to this point. At least in my history with the Brewers, which goes back to 2005. When I started talking about and covering this team. More times than not, when it comes down to crunch time, Mitch, am I wrong about this? I know how 2017 went, but more times than not, when it's come down to crunch time.
The last couple of years, yeah, it's been okay.
And in 2018 was great, but we had a call to bring that up before. In 2006 with CC, that came down to the last couple of games. They pulled that one out.
2017 ended in St. Louis.
I know how 2017 ended. I understand.
2019 was a pretty rough finish.
The postseason, though. In the postseason, right?
True. Kind of. The wild card game.
Exactly. That's the postseason. That is postseason baseball, all right?
Is it, though?
Yes. I don't like that one card, that one game wild card. I know most people do.
I'm not a huge fan of it either. It's just for a 162 game marathon to end on 9 innings of baseball is a tough pill to swallow, especially when you're up by a couple of runs,
I know,
in the eighth inning.
I know, and one guy,
you know, misplays a ball and you lose. And that's it.
I remember. Look, I'm trying to keep this thing positive. Why are you dragging it down, Mitch? Why you got to drag?
You asked, man.
You're right. My bad. Let's go to Eric in La Crescent. You're on The Fan. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Rami. First time I ever talking to you. Thank God to the radio.com app. But this is what I hope. Brewers get the 8 seed. And they get the 8 seed. They get the Dodgers. They take care of the Dodgers. You know, they were only, 24 outs from going to the World Series. So they get rid of the Dodgers. They take on whoever's next and beat them. And then they take on the Cardinals because I was 6 years old in 1982. So I remember I was just starting to watch the Brewers and they lost to the Cardinals. And I hope they win tomorrow, get into the playoffs, because they'll do it against the Cubs, the hated Cubs, and the hated Cardinals. And that's what I
want
to see.
You want
to
exercise
those demons? That's what I hope we get.
I hear you. I would love to see that. Eric, I appreciate the call. I would love to see that.
Thanks.
Now, Eric, full disclosure, I hope he doesn't turn off his radio when he hears this. Lifelong, born and bred Cubs fan. But I adopted the Brewers as sort of, one of my side pieces in baseball. So I like to see the Brewers do well. So I can't get on board or get on the boat with them knocking off the Cubs, either celebrating that in the past or endorsing that happening in the future. But other than that, I'm 100% behind the Milwaukee Brewers.
I got a bone to pick.
Until they run into the Cubs train, I'm 100% behind the Milwaukee Brewers.
I got a bone to pick with you on that because – I think that drives a lot of Brewers fans nuts, Rami, and I think you know it. I don't think anyone in Wisconsin wants to hear that a Chicago sports fan, the team from Wisconsin, is their second favorite team. I want them to be good. We want you to hate them, hate us.
Because you hate the Packers. I'm not living my life for you or anybody else, Mitch. I like the Brewers, all right? You can't stop me. And it's sort of the whole Wisconsin-Illinois thing. It's a little bit of a one-sided rivalry. People from Illinois and from the Chicago area really got no beef with Wisconsin. The Packers, that's another story, but that's just one thing from Wisconsin that we can't stand. The rest of it, really got no problem with it. Like, the Brewers, fine. If it's not going to be us, let it be you, because screw the Cardinals, not really huge on the Reds, and it's never really going to be the Pirates ever again because they're just the Pirates and they do Pirates things. The Bucks, I love Giannis, man, and the Bulls aren't going to be good anytime soon. Why wouldn't I root for Giannis and the Bucks? I love that dude. They're a Midwest team, and you're right up the interstate from Chicago. The beer, the cheese, the sausages, these are all Chicago staples as well. I don't see the difference between our people and why we got to fight and hate each other. It makes no sense, Mitch. Bears, Packers, fine. Let's keep that alive. The rest of it, let's save our hate for the Cardinals, okay? They're much more hateable. They're much, much more hateable than the Cubs. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But like I said, I can't live my life for Mitch and how he wants me to root for sports. I can't live my life for you. I try to entertain you. But I can't live my life for you and who you want me to root for. That's no way to go through life, Mitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, fine. It just kind of bugs me. I'm sorry.
And you know what? Came up to Minnesota, kind of like the Twins. Kind of like the Twins.
Yeah, I don't mind the Twins, you know.
Sort of got behind the Twins a little bit. And no shame. I have no shame in my game, Mitch. I like what I like, all right? And you can't stop me. Should we hear from Brandon Woodruff, or should we take a break and then hear from Brandon Woodruff?
Let's take a break and then hear from him.
We'll do just that. Rami Makhlouf in for Tim Allen, Bayview Shane Blind's post-game show right here on 105.7 FM The Fan. We'll hear from the ace of the Brewers, Brandon Woodruff, right after this.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show. It's time to go inside the clubhouse to hear what the players are saying after today's game on The Fan. It's brought to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one and get one free, plus no payments until 2021. Call Window Select today at 262-703-3500.
Go to Window Select, get your windows covering up with some shade and blinds from Bayview Shade and Blinds. You're all set. Rami Makhlouf in for Tim Allen tonight here on the Bayview Shane Blinds post-game show as the Brewers knock off the Cardinals 3-0. And I've been laying this out throughout the show, simplifying the playoff equation for the Brewers coming into the evening. They needed to win their final two games. They needed the Phillies to lose one, and they needed the Giants to lose one. Well, the Brewers won tonight. As I said, Phillies lost. Check off two boxes. Padres currently lead those Giants 3-0, top of the fourth inning. So almost three of the four boxes checked off that the Brewers needed to check off starting tonight to get into the postseason. That 3-0 win on the back of Brandon Woodruff and 8 shutout innings. He talked about it afterwards.
Hey, Woody, considering the stakes tonight, was that the best game you've ever pitched?
Yeah, I think so. I can't describe it. Just I love throwing these type games. That's just what I like doing. I think I can, like I mentioned yesterday, I just feel like I can slow the game down. We made some good defensive plays early on. They had some traffic early, but was able to get through those innings, and then was able to start making pitches. Man, we played a heck of a game. Ronnie and Vogie hit those, you know, big home runs, and we got some just an extra run there late, and you know, we were able to hold on, made some great defensive plays. Yelly made that play in left field to end the eighth, and that was huge. So it was a great team win, and looking forward, you know, to tomorrow. I think you're muted, Tom.
Thank you.
I got you.
You were very open with us, you know, a few starts back about how frustrated it was to just keep running into one little thing that would stop the start. You did 19 in a row tonight. You did not let that one little thing happen. That had to feel good.
Yeah. I've made an adjustment here these last probably 4 or 5 starts. And it has nothing to do mechanically. It's just all about how I approach each inning, and honestly just trying to win each inning. If you give up runs, that's fine, but just go out, take it pitch to pitch, and just try to win the inning. If you can look at it like that and try to keep it as simple as possible, you know, I think good things can happen. So I was just being myself tonight, trying to attack the hitters, trying to get some weak contact and early outs. And I was able to do that for the most part tonight and get through some innings.
Woody, you were touching 98 in the eighth inning still. Is that adrenaline at that point?
I didn't look at the radar gun. Honestly, I was just – it's one of those I know I'm getting near the end of the line, so I'm trying to just let it eat and trying to just, finish strong. I think that's something I was able to do last year, was able to get stronger as the game went on, and I think that's just – I knew I was getting close to the end, so I just tried to focus in and just tried to, let it go, I guess. So not really looking at the radar gun, just trying to make pitches.
Empty in the tank.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You said you like pitching in these types of games. How differently did you feel at the start of the game with all the stakes involved? Did it feel a little bit differently for you?
So with these type games, I think the most important thing is you have to treat it. And obviously it's not just a regular season game. Like we had to win in the back of everybody's mind. We knew that. So, but I think the most important thing when it comes to these type games is you go about your day the same as you've done for the 12 other starts. And it's tough to do, but that's something, if you can keep that same routine and keep that going, that, it makes everything seem normal, so when you go out and you do everything and you start your routine, everything's normal. You just try to keep it normal. You try not to think about the type of game and situation it is. You just go out and prepare yourself, the work that you put in between, and the start days are honestly just, you go out and see what happens and know if you put in the right work that it's going to, work out. So, I try not to look at it as a big game, but obviously we know we have to win these last two. And I think I just went out and just tried to go pitch to pitch tonight, honestly.
Woody, Ryan just told us that felt like a wild card game, win or go home. Yeah. Well, you started the wild card game last year, so you know what that feels like. Did you have that same type feeling that you had to win or it was done?
Yeah, minus the 50,000 fans, it was, same type feeling. I think that's kind of the games the Brewers thrive, we thrive on. Obviously, we don't want to be in this position. We'd rather already be clinched. But I think when these games come up, we can flip that switch. And I think that's just as that's kind of what's made us special the last, two or three years of, making the playoffs. Is just, we're able to play good baseball at the right time. So hopefully we can win tomorrow and have some other things go our way and hopefully get in.
Looking forward to cheerleading tomorrow. That's what you're a spectator now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be available tomorrow, but I'll definitely be cheering for the boys.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me moment of the game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
He said he doesn't know if he'll be available tomorrow. Didn't say he wouldn't. Brandon Woodruff didn't say he wouldn't be available. Said he didn't know if he'd be available tomorrow. Now, that'd be crazy. I defended their handling of Corbin Burns. That would be crazy, because then you're without your top two arms to start the postseason. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The Are You Kidding Me moment of the game? Is that Omar Narvaez with an RBI single in the seventh? I think it was on Fox Sports.
Man, that one kind of a hanger. He'll line it into center field for a base hit. Coming around trying to score is Arcia. The throw is up the line, and the Brewers take a 3-0 lead.
That it sounded like they were surprised by it on Fox there, as the Brewers, you heard there, taking a 3-0 lead. Narvaez, don't want to be too hard on the guy, but he has struggled offensively, batting 176. So when he gets an RBI hit, you do say to yourself, are you kidding me? We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll hear from the manager, Craig Counsell. It's Rami Makhlouf in for Tim Allen. Bayview Shane Blind post-game show right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
Let's do that. Rami Makhlouf in for Tim Allen tonight on the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show. Tim is back tomorrow. Is that right, Mitch? Am I on the schedule tomorrow? I don't know.
Tim's back tomorrow. He's got Fantasy Football Weekly in the morning, and then the On Deck show after that. And then, of course, right back here in the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show chair as well.
I know Tim is keeping hope alive, and the Brewers hope very much alive. They are headed to the bottom of the sixth in San Francisco. Giants trailing the Padres 3-0. Giants lose tonight. It's win and you're in for the Milwaukee Brewers and the MLB postseason in 2020, thanks in part to a 3-0 win over the Cardinals. Here's manager Craig Counsell afterwards.
Craig, obviously that was a game that you guys had to have. Brandon and Ryan both step up. You know, I mean, two of your premier guys in a big situation. That's kind of what you expect, right?
Yeah, I would add Orlando Arcia in there of what he did tonight. Yeah, I mean, the story of the game was Woody. I mean, it was just a, you know, as good a start, I think, that we've seen since, you know, since the Sabathia start at the end of 08, really, in a big game, right, in a regular season game. So, you know, to deliver right there and to not only deliver but help us for tomorrow, you know, it can't be understated what he did.
Craig, a few starts ago, Woody was very frustrated that he kept getting stuck in one spot in a game. He pitched great, but one spot would get him. 19 in a row tonight in the middle of the game. I mean, he did not let that spot happen.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job in the first two innings, just kind of battling him. I thought his stuff was really crisp, and he had everything working, which was a big deal tonight. But Then he got locked in the third, and it was, you know, the middle innings were just, I mean, it felt like, you know, he was going to win every battle, really. And he did. And then in the eighth, we made a nice defensive play in the eighth too. I think Yelich's play in the eighth is a big deal. We'd probably go to the pen if that ball doesn't get caught, and he made a beautiful running catch.
How big was it to get those back-to-back homers from Braun and Vogel back there in that situation, just to kind of break the seal a little bit offensively and take a little bit of the pressure off?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job against Wainwright tonight. You know, I mean, he limited the damage and effectively really limited it. But we hit a lot of balls hard tonight. But you know, we took a couple balls out of the park to really put runs on the board. So. He was, you know, he's always a challenge for us. And, but the home runs, you know, really nice. Ryan and I kind of joke all the time about Wainwright that, you know, he's had, I look at my card, he's had, I think, you know, it's close to 100 plate appearances, probably more than 100 plate appearances against Adam Wainwright, which is, you know, it's got to be close to as many as plate appearances as a guy in this era has had against one pitcher, because they've been with the same team for 14 years, both of them. So it's a common matchup, and Wainwright's won a lot of them compared to how good Ryan is. So for him to get him tonight is, you know, it's Ryan Braun just in a big game.
Ryan was mentioning that he does pay attention to what's going on with some of these other games. I was asking him if there's actually an out-of-town scoreboard in these ballparks that are empty. Do you pay attention to some of these other scores? I know you're focused on your own game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm staring at it. It's right in my line of vision. So we're all looking at it. And it looks like so far in the night we've got some good results. So. I think there's one other result that could be really impactful for us, but we gave ourselves a shot tomorrow. You know, we gave ourselves another game that means everything. That was the goal tonight. That was the mission tonight. We did it, and it makes the last game of the year a huge game.
Do you spend the rest of the night paying attention to that Padres Giants game, or do you just kind of focus on tomorrow or get some sleep, or how much do you kind of pay attention to what's going on in that game?
I mean, I'll check it. I don't know if I'll make it all the way to the end, but I'll for sure. Yeah, we'll check it. I think everybody will. You know, it's still, we know we got to win tomorrow's game, and that's not going to change. So I don't know, it doesn't have to be a night where you sleep. That's all right. Everybody be ready to go tomorrow.
Craig, they came up with that really good idea a few years ago of everybody playing at the same time on the final day. Never is that going to be more relevant than tomorrow when you've got like all this stuff going on. And then maybe you do get to stay in St. Louis and watch a doubleheader on television in Detroit on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a great idea. It's really cool that happens. I think it's really equitable for everybody that's how it works. It makes it more exciting that a bunch of games come down to the last couple of innings at the same time. So yeah, we'll likely be doing the same thing tomorrow. And but we got we got a shot at it, and we got a veteran pitcher on the mound that's I think going to be perfect for the situation, and excited to watch him do his thing.
Well, one thing that's really cool about your game tomorrow, Craig, is in some of these other games, one of the teams is not invested, but I mean, both of you are, you're both still trying to get in, and all those other games, only one of the teams is trying to get in,
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's definitely the game to watch because both teams have so much to play for. So it's the game to watch tomorrow. There's no question. And we affect a lot of what's going to happen elsewhere around the league.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's find out who today's Chevy MVB of the game is on The Fan. Find what's next. Check out the new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
Pretty easy choice here. Your MVB for the Brewers tonight, Brandon Woodruff, 8 innings. Mowed down 19 straight Cardinals at one point, 10 strikeouts, no earned runs, just 2 hits. Brewers go on to win 3-0. You heard him asking if Craig Counsell would be keeping track of the Padres-Giants game all night. We've been doing that for you, Craig. And that game headed to the top of the 7th. Padres still leading the Giants 3-0. And once again, Giants lose tonight. Brewers win, and they're in tomorrow. Their fate is in their hands with a Giants loss tonight. And for that game tomorrow, if it's not going to be Woodruff, if it's not going to be Burns, the guy you probably want on the bump for the Brewers will be on the bump tomorrow. That will be Brett Anderson. He has been good lately, gave up just 2 earned runs his last time out against the Cincinnati Reds. Last time he saw these Cardinals win 6 innings, gave up just 2 runs on 5 hits. So Brewers have the pitching on the mound tomorrow. Can they put up enough runs? Will Brett Anderson live up to it? Will the Brewers get into the postseason? All those questions yet to be answered, and Tim Allen will have all the answers for you. You heard Mitch say it before. He'll be here tomorrow morning back with the Fantasy Football Weekly Show, then hosting the On Deck Show, and then he'll be back here on the Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show. My thanks to Mitch back in the studio for being on the ones and twos and sort of guiding me along this journey today, filling in for Tim on pre and post. Really appreciate all the kind words and all the welcome backs to Milwaukee from you folks, just being where I really cut my teeth and started my radio career. It was cool to be back here. Best of luck to the Brewers. Best of luck to you Brewers fans. And stay tuned to 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm sure I'll be back sometime in the near future. But enjoy the run with Tim in the meantime. Talk to you again soon. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Did I do that right? All right, cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.